Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halali Show Season 3 Mix
Number 4.
Guess what, Rika G? We got a new sponsor today.
Yay!
Shout out to our new sponsor for this mix. Thank you to Dewey Delectables, man.
Food.
Yeah. So we know a lot of the listeners out there, and for us as well, we have our daily routines, tasks that need to be done, or responsibilities that need tending to. It's just part of adulting. And that's why it's important that you take breaks during your day-to-day life. And what better snack pairing than for your break time than Dewey Donut Delectables.
I know. It's soft and moist.
Oh, moist.
I know a lot of people don't like that word, but it is moist.
It is.
And of course, it's affordable premium donuts that you can have whenever you want. And they come in two delectable flavors, Choco Mallow and Purple Yam.
Mm-hmm. So you can get your purple own delectable yam treat now and try Dewey Delectables available in supermarkets, Lazada, and Shopee. You can click the links in the episode description for more information. And of course, also brought to you by Hisense. Oh, yeah. Hisense.
I know you have it in front of you, right?
Yeah, man. Oh, it's so big, bro. I got a TV now. Hisense Smart 4K ULED TV. And of course, they're recognized as a global provider of flat panel TVs and household appliances. And its television sets are powered by a HiView engine, AI-powered technology that enables fast graphic processing.
Yep, oh, Hisense yeah. TVs also run on the Vita U Smart operating system. So it's fast, easy to set up, and has simplified interface, mm-hmm. which is a plus for me.
It's so easy to use, man. I'm using it. It's so easy to use.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's easier to use. And it comes with pre-installed apps like Netflix, YouTube, everything that you need. And Hisense TV has never felt so real.
Mm-hmm. And you can get your own Hisense Smart 4K ULED TV now. And if you get it now, you get a free soundbar for every purchase. And they're available in appliance stores nationwide, also in Lazada and Shopee. Hisense TVs can be found online as well at Hisense Global on Facebook, Hisense PH on Instagram, and Hisense.com.ph. That's Hisense.com.ph. But let's start the podcast, Rika G. Tell them about the Hala Hala Show.
Okay, so we basically talk about whatever, but we do talk about trending stuff, okay? Mm. So anything that you see on your timeline, basically. But we start the show with our lives, talking about ourselves. Mm-hmm. Which is called Where You Be.
Yeah, baby. If you want to jump to the TTs today, the timestamps are also listed in the description. Today's TTs, good news for the people who love traveling, whether in and out of the Philippines. I mean, I guess it's good news, right?
Yeah.
It's up to you if you, depending on like the COVID risk tolerance that you have, but the Philippines and what they have changed regarding travel requirements coming in and out of the country. We'll talk about that. We're talking also your favorite, your stan, Anna.
I know, the Rihanna Navy. We are all celebrating because we have a Rihanna baby.
Is that the name of the fan club?
Yeah, Rihanna Navy.
Why is it the Rihanna Navy?
I don't know.
I've never heard that. I can say army, like
like BTS Army?
Yeah, so Navy.
No.
That's Air Force.
It was Justin Navy. Bieber.
The Bieber Air Force. No, I don't know.
The Navy. No, but yeah, it's been around for like even before BTS.
I've never heard that. Okay.
Yeah, so, it's called the Rihanna Navy.
Yeah, good news for Rihanna and A$AP Rocky as well, actually.
Yeah.
And then
he was part of it.
A little bit. He had some. A little bit. He contributed. And then the last thing, we're talking about the Philippine Women's National Football Team, or soccer, football, and they accomplished something that no other Philippine team, women's team has done, like for football ever. They're the first women's team to qualify for the FIFA Women's World Cup. We'll talk about how they did that as well. And then we have at the end some random Reddit. Today we're going to be discussing a Ask Reddit thread what is a clear sign of you getting older? And it hurts to read, but it's true. Shall we do where you've been? I can start.
Okay, go.
So I even messaged you about this. I bike, bro.
I know.
So I went because I went to Green Hills to fix my phone before and also to buy a iPhone cord. And I got this because I bumili ako ng 3-meter cord because I hate, you know, not being able to reach the cord when I'm sitting down on my couch because I layo ng extension cord ko eh. So I bought a 3-meter cord and it broke, right? Like it broke like 3 days later. So I had to go back and return it. So it broke the next day. So the next day I went back and parang nagkulaw sa exercise. I mean, like I biked and I was like, man, I want to bike some more. But I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to bike straight. So from Green Hills, I don't know which road I took, but diretso lang eh, because I didn't want to get lost. So I just went straight, you know, because in case I wanted to go back, I just biked back the other way. So I went straight and I ended up at like Gilmore.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, this looks familiar because nakita ko ng LRT. I was like, oh, so if I make a left here, I'll end up at like Divisoria. So I biked all the way to Divisoria and I don't know my way around there. Like that is completely foreign to me, that area. I've been there maybe twice by car with Waze. So I was like, oh no, like if I'm going to find my way back, I need to find a way, like a road that I know. And then I ended up on Taft. So I biked from Taft.
Some more.
Yeah. All the way down Taft. Because I know Taft, it leads to EDSA, diba? So yes. Once I got to EDSA, I was like, should I just make a left and go back home? Or should I, because I know Mall of Asia is on my right. So I was like, shit, I'll go to MOA. And I completely forgot that IKEA is there.
Oh, yeah man. So you ate?
Dude, I went to IKEA like right before, maybe like an hour and a half before closing. So first of all, IKEA is so nice, bro. Like, hindi ka pa nakapunta na?
Never.
Man, it's dope, bro. Like, you've never been to any IKEA ever?
I went to the Dubai
one. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's Dubai like the one. Same, I assume, right? Like yeah. It really is like Disneyland for adults. It's so fun, man. All the, like the showroom.
If you have money.
Yeah. No, you don't have to spend money though. You just go there and like look around at all the shit you can't afford. They have a lot of stuff, but for whatever reason, I was looking around, parang out of stock. I'm damning out of stock, like of goods there. I don't know. Cause maybe they
should probably be. Or they just started, probably?
Maybe. I don't know, man. Like, a lot of it says, like, not available. Mm-mm. But it's just really cool to go through there. And then, of course, at the end, they have, like, a food, like, court or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the line for the food court was kind of long. So I didn't want to line up for that because I don't really like lining up for food. Like, do you know that about me? I don't really line up for food.
Cause but I'm like, you did one time. Like
one really, time. For
one
the,
time.
For the and ramen?
Yeah.
You'll only ramen and then for a year. Yeah. But I was like, fuck, this is it's too long. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get the meatballs because I think that's the only place where you can get the meatballs, the famous IKEA meatballs. But they have like, parang, what do you call this? Like satellite stations which serve different food as well. So the line for that was like short. And I didn't know they have hot dogs that are like 29 peso hot dogs, man.
What?
Yeah, it's cheaper than that. It was okay. I mean, okay. I mean, 29 like, pesos, but I was just thinking.
Like convenience store?
Yeah, it was like that. They just looked skinnier hot dogs. Hindi sila tender, juicy. But I was like, 29 pesos, you can't go wrong, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, should I? I was thinking like in my head, I was like, I could buy like 10 of these for like 300 pesos. But I only bought one. And then I got their ice cream, which is only 10 pesos, like their soft serve ice cream, which is cool because it's served by a machine. You just need to put an IKEA coin in it. It's
How
weird.
Do you get an IKEA coin?
They give it to you at the cash register. It's like a small coin. Para siyang ano, 10 centavo coin. Like it's that small.
Oh, okay. That's
you put your
small.
Cone in the machine and then you put the coin in and it just does it for you.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like a free ice cream?
No, you got to pay for it. It's 10 pesos. Oh, okay. Then there's like empanada. And then there's a cafe there too. I didn't get to try. I didn't try the coffee or anything. Yeah. But, you know, the experience is cool. And I went almost during closing time, so I didn't really get to take my time.
Was there a lot of people?
Yeah. In the showrooms, not as many as it wasn't flooded, but the cafeteria yun nga, daming tao, puno yung ano. The dining area was full, bro. Mm-hmm. It's full. So that's also a reason why I didn't really want to stay there that long.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get...
Yeah, but it's cool. I really, like, I kind of want to go back. I don't think I would bike all the way in La Ayuda. But I want to take a car there and just like, maybe chill.
Also, if you're going to buy stuff, right? It's better if you have a car.
Yeah, agreed. But there's mga shipping, whatever, like Mober and whatever over there.
Oh, yeah.
That you can get after. But yeah, so that was like a 2-hour bike ride. But I did a lot of detours, but I was on my bike for like 2 hours, man. It was so fun. So I did that yesterday, and then that's like the highlight of my week. I went to Q Mart for the first time. You ever go to Q Mart?
Where's that?
Yung ano palengke?
In Nepa Q Mart?
Yun ba yung Nepa Q Mart? I don't know.
Yung Q-Mart. In Cubao?
Cubao, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went there to go buy cauliflower, and the savings are...
Is it cheaper?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Ooh.
Because like usually one head of cauliflower in the supermarket is like $1.50, diba? I mean, it's medyo maliit lang. I bought almost 300 pesos worth of cauliflower, and it was a lot. It was
that's a lot, right?
Yeah, like three big ass ones, like really big, and then wow. Like five smaller hand, like ones that I can hold comfortably in my hand. Good deal, man. I'm just making. I've been making cauliflower rice. I bought eggs. Eggs are cheaper there too. I don't really like shopping for meat at the mm-hmm. palengke, because I usually get like ground beef and chicken. They only have like, when I was there, they have a lot of seafood and a lot of beef, but it's not ground beef. Like, they don't ground it. It's like whole slices. So I didn't shop for meat there. But yeah.
Oh, baliktad tayo, because I like shopping for meat in the palengke, because I feel like it's more fresh. Because it comes like every day and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to in the grocery store where it's frozen and stuff. Mm.
And they have fruit there. I didn't look around at the fruit section, but fruit is definitely cheaper there as well. But that's kind of all I did physically. Mm-hmm. I watched some stuff. I'm watching right now. I guess there's really nothing. Like, I watched this one show called Colin in Black and White, which is about Colin Kaepernick. It's a limited series, only 6 episodes. I finished it in one day. It's okay. If you're not a fan of Colin Kaepernick, or if you don't know who he is, maybe you won't really.
Who's that?
The football player, the one who took a knee, he took a knee.
Oh, yeah.
And he never, like, people were really mad at him.
Ganun pala yung pagsabi ng last name niya.
Yeah. I've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, like, the latest season. But the mm-hmm. one show that I think everyone is probably maybe interested in or talking about is All of Us Are Dead, yung Korean zombie show.
I know, a lot of people.
Are you watching it?
No, not yet, but... Yeah. I'm interested.
I'm on, I think it's 13 or 12 episodes. I'm on like episode 9 or 10 mm-hmm. right now. And it, you know, I'm at that point where I just want to finish it. It's good, mm-hmm. but it's infuriating, because I feel like they make a lot of stupid decisions.
In the show.
Okay. Like there's a lot
in
of
All of Us Are Dead.
Yeah. Okay. But I think about it, like, you know, when you watch horror movies, you get pissed off at people. They're like, why are you doing that? So I don't know. I'm thinking maybe under pressure, Dubai, maybe you really act irrationally, but there's a lot of like annoying things in that show. I don't know if any of the Leche fans watch it, but I'm like, fuck, what are you doing? You're so dumb. Good show though. Good show. Good enough for me to binge watch. Like, I didn't stop watching. So I'll let you guys know how I feel about that once I finish it. But yeah, that's it. Finn, how about you, friend?
Well, since our last recording, I've just been doing errands left and right. Like, just errands. Just, oh my gosh. Like, that was my week. Obviously, like, errands for our coffee shop and, but what else? Oh my gosh. I can't even remember, but ano ba? I tried to bike last Friday, but I was just too tired. We went to BGC with my friend Gab. And then when I stopped at, like, in front of Arabica, which, by the way, I feel like we should also talk about.
Oh, yeah.
For our titties.
What happened? Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess. Okay. Yeah. Or we can just talk about it now.
Yeah.
What
anyway.
Happened to Arabica, bro?
Okay. So apparently they released a statement already, and they said their contract already ended. Mm. But they're looking for a new owner for the Philippines, so that the quality would still be the same as the one in all over the world, in Japan, and everywhere. Because apparently, because what I know about Arabica is their owner, like the person who first started it, is very hands-on and even handpicks, like curates the actual store that will be put up. So,
right.
Like personally. So I know they're kind of like specific when it comes to that. But yeah, so when I visited last week, it was still open. People were still getting coffee. And then a few days after, it was just like closed, like literally no sign, no anything.
No, and what's crazy is no social media, like all their social media disappeared. Deleted.
I know. You know what? I haven't even been to the second one because there are two Arabicas in BGC. I haven't been to the second one, which has like that really aesthetic floor. What do you call that? Like staircase. Wait,
which one? Have you been? Which is the one that you've been to? The one near the sushi place?
The one in Podium.
Oh, so Podium. You've never been to the one in BGC?
In BGC, both. I've never been.
Dalawa lang by branches nila?
Yeah.
They have okay, two in BGC. Oh, I've been to the one in BGC.
The one with the stairs?
I don't remember. Just the one next to the Sushi Nori.
No. That's the first one. And that's then the second one. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, yeah, that's what happened. So we biked to BGC and I was like, oh my gosh. They were asking if I wanted to come with, like to go with them to Intramuros. So I was like, no, I can't. I'm going to pass out literally. And I almost passed out because my sugar dropped as I was going home. And ano pa naman, when I go home from BGC, I have no choice. I have to either, what do you call this? To either like bike Pioneer, which is Ahon, Brixton, another one, or East Capital Drive, which is my road. Yeah. But still, it's like super tarik nun. So what I always do is I just bike till I can't anymore. And then I walk all the way through. That's my thing. I have no shame. No shame in that. No shame, okay? And then what else? Oh, okay. So I went to therapy. I'm not ashamed to tell people that I went to therapy. What do you call that? It was an online thing because I mean, like I would actually prefer to meet up with my therapist, like physically and be in an office and stuff. So, I booked a session and it was great. It was okay. It was like a normal conversation. I just decided to, I just decided to obviously like quote unquote hire someone because I need, although I do have friends that I can talk to and stuff, I feel like I needed a professional to give me that kind of perspective, you know, to give labels to what I'm going through and stuff like that. Because I mean, like at some point I was asking myself or I was telling myself, you have to acknowledge that you're not in a good state mentally. So that's what I did. I mean, like, you know, I took action and then I don't want to ask people to listen to my problems and shit like that. At least this time I can, you know, I can hire someone like a professional.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was okay. What else? So last night I biked around. So this time around I said yes. Okay, fine. I'll come with you to Intramuros. So nagbike kami around Intramuros and then we ate at Goto Monster, which by the way, you should eat. I feel like that's your jam.
I've never been to Goto Believe either. I've never been to those two.
Goto Believe is just right here.
Next to you. Yeah. But
Goto Monster is in like Makati, Boundary, Manila. Really my bad. We were supposed to record last night, but I was before 10 p.m. We were in the thick of it, like in Manila. And I'm like, into the thick of it. And then I was like, oh my God, how am I supposed to go home without anybody? I can't ask the whole group to be like, guys, are you in? I didn't expect it. So really, as in like bad decision making in my part.
Ah, that's cool.
And I'm like, oh my God. So anyway, we come in at like 12. Because, you know, people like normal people who don't have a job in radio or anywhere else, like, you know, like doctors, nurses and stuff like that, who don't have holidays.
Right. Happy Chinese New Year, by the way.
I know. Well, for are we going to release this today? Or tomorrow?
When is Chinese New Year? I don't know.
Today.
Today, but
yeah,
we'll release today.
Okay.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
Happy Chinese New Year. Actually, last night when I got home, 12 midnight, and then I started hearing like fireworks, and I was like, why are people, you know, lighting up fireworks? And I was like, ah, wait, Chinese New Year nga pala, which is pretty cool.
Chinese New Year's every Feb 1?
I'm not sure.
Or is it like every like first Monday of February? I don't know. Diba minsan may mga holidays
na ganun. Specific. Okay. So yeah, I watched two movies actually this week. I watched, did it tell you about Heaven's Waiting?
No.
Okay, so I watched Heaven's Waiting, and it's actually a pretty cool movie because it has a feel of like ano bang parang feel niya. Parang alam mo yung parang world ng Inside Out. Like it emulates real life, but you're inside something. So this one,
Pinoy movie?
It's a Pinoy movie. They're in purgatory, but purgatory looks like parang may mga dorms. Yung parang kumbaga parang you can just rent a room. They're gonna give you a room because you're waiting if you're gonna get sent to heaven or to hell. And then the building that they were in, like the setting, was like an old building, like one the ones that you see in Manila or like in UP. But okay. It was pretty cool. And then like the whole premise is like two exes meet in purgatory. And then there's like this whole story. Parang mag-ex sila. They were together before. But these are like old people. Like, see, not old people, but like older people. Gets mo? Like,
I've seen the trailer for this like a few years ago.
So, Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah. Yung characters are Gina Pareño and Eddie Garcia. And they met in purgatory. And they're like exes. They know each other. And then the story is really nice. But what I actually love about the movie is the setting, like how they portrayed purgatory, which is pretty cool. And then another full Tagalog movie that I watched is Isa Pa With Feelings.
I've seen that
Mendoza.
One.
I know. It's a really nice movie. It's an easy watch also. You know, it's like...
He's deaf, right? See,
yes. So Carlo Aquino is deaf. Aquino. And, you know, they fell in love. Me and Mendoza and Carlo Aquino fell in love. And then obviously like, they had to show like the difficulties, obviously, of falling for someone going through that, which I think was pretty accurate. Or it made sense.
Yeah.
And then when the movie ended, I was kind of looking for more. Parang nabitin ako yung parang, oh, I want to know more about their life, like how it is. I mean, I wish they could make another movie. Yeah. I would literally watch that. It was such an easy watch. Yeah. It was really nice. Even their set, because I feel like the set for, or their apartments were a set. Like they had to make it.
Right.
It was really well made. I love it. I recommend that movie so much. If you just need a movie to watch one night.
Netflix sila yung ano. Okay. Fun fact, you can sign a little bit, right? Philippine
a little
sign language?
Bit. A little bit. Because little bit. Yeah. My sister's kid, sila nung partner niya, is also deaf mute. And my sister and her partner, they're super, super good. And they took classes and everything. But what I would do is I would ask and then I would learn a little bit. So just a little bit. I feel like, you know, when you're starting to learn a language, you would always sound like a kid. You know simple words, you know simple phrases and stuff. And whenever I sign to yun nga, my pamangkin, that's pamangkin, right?
Yeah, niece.
My niece. I feel like I sound or I look like I'm like she's talking to a child. Yeah, because it's really like broken. Sign language. But I'm trying.
You know what I find? I found out later in life was that like sign language is not the same across the world, which I found like odd at first. But I get it. But I was like, what? You know what I mean? Like,
but I feel like even
wouldn't
if
it be
it's
similar,
different,
but
It's kind of it's kind of like, you know, us having accents words that we use for different things, even if it's the same word. But I feel like you would still, people would still understand ASL. And especially because, you know, they use English.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's the universal language.
So is Braille like that? Like for blind people?
No, I have no idea when it comes to Braille.
Right? Because you think like, because if Braille has a... You know, like let's say the word dog in Braille, would it be different for different Braille in
in a different country? Sure, but yeah, that makes sense.
Hey,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Yeah, that was a really nice movie. What else have I been doing? I went to MK Kitchen yesterday also.
MK Kitchen, let me look
that. You know, it's like a supplier's haven. So that's where you can get like big ass industrial mixers and slushy machines, like literally everything that you need in the kitchen, everything that you need for a food business or any business, honestly.
Right.
It's there. And then they have a coffee shop, like a partner coffee shop where you can actually get like barista lessons and stuff. It's called Blue Wonder. They actually have branches in like different malls. The one that we have here is in Estancia in Capitol Commons. And their best seller, which I super duper recommend that you guys try, is the Black Sesame Latte. It's espresso based, but it has like a black sesame powder shit. And it's so good. It's like, it's the best. Oh, also, remember I talked about Chichen Chang, which is also here in Capitolio. Mm. It's like a, you know, it's like a small...
I've never been, man.
It's like a business.
It's good.
Yeah, it's
super good.
Their
buns and shit.
Yeah, they have new baos and it's really nice there because it's like they have an outdoor... Well, it's all outdoor.
Mm.
And then at night, it's the best because, you know, it's like cooler. And then they have like really nice garden lights. And their food is just so good. It's so affordable. Sulit talaga siya. It's good for a nightcap. It's good for friends, for a date, whatever you need. It's really nice. And it's like right in front, like in the same area, they have a gin room there. So if you want like really nice cocktails... you should go there. They have new baos, which they're all good. Okay. They have beef brisket bao, which was amazing. I know it's like a party in your mouth. And then they have century egg bao, the new one. I thought it was going to be like a little funky because, you know, century egg is like, you know, it looks weird.
I love century egg.
But they made it so appetizing. As in, sobrang sarap niya. And it's like the first time I willingly ate century egg. Like nobody had to force me. It's so good. It's like mixed in this aioli kind of thing. And then on top, there's like a pork floss kind of thing. It's so good, dude.
Jeez.
Yeah, you guys have to try it. Super, super nice. Super, as in like, sulit talaga.
Cheech and Chang in Capitolio, yes, na? In isa Capitolio. Lang branch nila, na?
I think so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really nice. And that's it.
Fiend. All right. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Let's just start with what do you want to start with?
I totally forgot. I went to Pampanga last Saturday.
Oh, okay. You
so
did?
Sorry. Not Finn. So I went to Pampanga last Saturday. We just went to this one nature farm. It's called... Wait lang. I have it here. Nag-screenshot na ako. Here. It's called Bella Montana Farm. So we had to go in... We had to go inside Clark. And then we had to go like... When we turned right, parang bigla na siyang residential area. And then we just went up the mountain. And apparently it's a biker's destination as well. They have, you just have to pay an entrance fee, like an environmental fee and like another fee for your car. It's basically like just a piece of land and you can set up camp or you can set up a picnic anywhere there. But they do have like a viewing deck and shit. Like they have like the overlooking part of the farm, which is really nice. We stayed there for like maybe a couple of hours. You guys should really go there, especially if you ride your bikes. It's really nice.
Asa Tarlac? San Vicente Bamban Tarlac.
Ah, okay. So Tarlac pa pala yun.
Yeah.
Okay, gets.
Okay.
And then Yeah, after that, we went to Calidad, which was my first time. Grabe, the whole place is just like a dream. It's also clean and everything is just so nice. And their drinks are, the coffee is really good also. As in, I got two cups in one day. I got a flat white and then I got a cold brew. I really wanted to taste their coffee. So, oh, also they have that pastry there, which is, it's, I don't know. Besides, I don't know what you call it. Is it called a croissant, a turnover, a Danish? Yeah. I don't know.
You should have visited my mom. Lapit lang namin din.
Oh, my. But yeah, I tried their guava and cheese pastry. Oh, gosh. You guys should just try that. It's amazing. Mm. After that, we ate at Aling Lusing.
Oh, you went to the Sisig place?
Yes.
Nice.
We ordered a bunch.
Realis.
Uh-oh. Yeah. We ordered a bunch, dude. Like, we went all out. All out. Oh, yeah. So
there. Get their, ano yung sikat din? Yung isa pa, yung salada. Mm. And ano yung salad nila?
The burro?
I forgot what. They're also known for, and their tokwang, ano?
Yeah, we got three orders of tokwat baboy. Mm. Three orders of sisig. We had the pusit, and there's another one that we ordered. I totally forgot. Anyway. Nagburo din kami, which is like the fermented rice.
Yes.
I honestly thought it was like rice mixed with sinigang because it's you know, it's sour,
yeah.
Which is good because yeah. I didn't, you know, parang in my head, it wasn't bulok. Kasi di ba parang essentially it's, ano, it's like panis na kanin.
Yeah.
But it didn't register in my head that it's panis na kanin because it tasted so good. Mm. So I recommend trying that.
That's Pampanga, baby.
I know, lahat.
Represent.
Walang talo, walang tapon. As in, natapon siya sa chan ko lahat. That was so good. But yeah, that's it. Yeah, right, that was like the highlight of my week.
Dope. All right. Well, pal. All right, let's start with, since we're talking about the Philippines, the travel restrictions. Let's start with that, okay? Well, pal. So now the Philippines is loosening their restrictions on travel into the country. So, but they used to have like green, red, and yellow, like, levels or whatever. So now, they won't do that anymore. So when you come here, you don't have to, I don't know, dito, mandatory quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to do that.
Wow. It's like a big load off, especially financially also, because you know, you have to pay for your own hotel and stuff.
But yeah. So on February 10, they're going to be welcoming international visitors. Travelers will still be required to show proof of a negative COVID-19 PCR test within 48 hours. But unvaccinated travelers will have to quarantine in a government facility. So... that's the only kind of, I guess, maybe the only difference if you're unvaccinated. And then you have to test COVID negative for COVID on the fifth day and then quarantine at home until the 14th day. So
you can't go to Poblacion.
No, you can't.
I don't think you can't go there.
Now like you can just monitor. You just have to monitor for 7 days. So now it's great because for example, for me, I wanted to go to the States because I have a wedding that I might be able to attend in April. Mm-hmm. But my biggest apprehension is coming back here and having to pay for the quarantine, like a designated hotel quarantine facility. Kasi mahal din eh. It costs almost as much as like the flight, if you think about it.
Really?
Oh, wow. I mean, isipin mo, like, even the cheaper quarantine facilities, isipin mo, like, sabi mo, five days, that was, let's say, 5K, 6K, diba? That's 20, 30, 30K.
You could have been in Boracay,
ba? Diba? And then you have to, I mean, the PCR tests are still, like, makano ba dito? Like, 3K? 2, 5? So if you got to do that there. And then in the States, I think it's like $100 if you don't have insurance, and I don't have insurance there anymore, so... You know, do the math. It's gonna add up to like $800. I don't know. Basta mahal, like $700-$800 just for the restrictions. So now at least you cut a bunch of that cost. Do you think it's a good idea though, opening it up, especially with the state that we are in here?
I feel like they're still being very cautious about it. I mean, the fact that, you know, like unvaccinated individuals still have to be quarantined at a facility.
Yeah.
So at the very least, it's not like, wee, back to normal. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yon.
Yeah.
At the very least, I feel like that's still like a sound idea because, I mean, like at one point, we kind of have to, right?
Yeah.
It must happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's a good idea.
And just for clarification purposes, once again, for the foreign tourists, it's February 10 when they're going to remove the quarantine requirements. But for Pinoy's, Feb 1. So starting today, actually. So if there's any Filipinos flying in today, moving forward until they otherwise announce, they don't have to mandatory or quarantine in a government facility or in a facility that's been designated by the government, which I think is... Even for me, even before, I didn't really agree with the whole like quarantine in the like a facility thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, if you have a home, especially for mga OFWs or whatever, if you have a home here, you should have been able to quarantine at home. I don't know if they don't trust. I mean, if they pull a Gwyneth Chua, right? Like, maybe that's the reason why.
Maybe.
Do they not trust people?
The fact that that happened, probably it's happened before.
Yeah.
It's just, this one just kind of blew up. So,
right.
I don't know. For me, kasi parang you kind of have to, I mean, you kind of have to do something about it.
Mm.
So, diba? Yeah. If that's the only way, then that's it.
Yeah. Mm. I have to look into, because my future plans involve a lot of domestic travel. I wonder if I haven't looked into if there have been restrictions.
Because anybody have to get flights, parang basta vaccinated ka, you can go anywhere, right?
Yeah, but do you need a PCR test for some places? But
feeling ko yung mga parang mga Baguio ganun.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, in my opinion, I think it's at least for me. I don't know if it's a selfish thing. Like I've wanted to go to the States for a long time now. You know, especially now that I'm not working, so I have time to spend there, and I have since I have a U.S. passport naman. Like I can stay there for a while.
Yeah.
And, but I've all, this is my home here, Manila is my home. So I don't want to like, it was just coming back. That was really daunting on me. So maybe I actually plan on April, but we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
Wapow?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Right? Let's talk about Rihanna.
Rihanna!
Rihanna, okay. Tell us about Rihanna, friend.
Grabe, I was such a surprise because they just posted a photo together with a baby bump. And that's a pretty big baby bump.
It's a big baby bump, man.
They've been trying to keep it a secret for quite a long time, for some months now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't wait for a baby bump. They've been together for 2 years, too.
ASAP Rocky and A$AP Rihanna. Rocky. Yeah, they were in New York City. Here we go. New York City over the weekend. They were photographed. It was snowing, I think, but her belly was showing. She must not have been cold.
That's a cold baby bump.
Yeah.
But yeah, they look nice and I cannot wait. I'm sure Rihanna is like super happy. Also, what do you call this? I really believe that they're going to have a beautiful baby because ASAP Rocky and Rihanna, they're both so good looking. ASAP Rocky is so good looking.
Ang guwapo ni ASAP Rocky.
Guwapo talaga siya. Even before when he wasn't well known, diba parang sometimes he would get interviewed and stuff. Like talagang like pogi.
He's a good looking guy, man.
He's a good looking guy. Like not because, alam mo yung iba pumupogi lang. Kasi like they rap, they have like really nice clothes and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like kahit pa hindi siya nagra-rap, or kahit pa wala siyang suot, well. Okay. Kahit pa like, alam mo yun, like just a plain t-shirt. I think he's a really good looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So yeah. Congratulations to both of them. We're gonna have a Rihanna baby.
Yeah. That photo is so like so much swagger.
I know. May kalaban na si North.
galing. So congratulations to ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. Any thoughts on any more thoughts on that? What do you think they're gonna name? What do you think they're gonna name the baby? Fenty? Dude, that'd be dope, no?
I know.
Fenty.
But that is her last name. Fenty is her last name.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's Robin Rihanna Fenty. That's her last name. So
okay, so they won't name the baby.
So it's Baby Fenty.
Baby
Malik na Fenty.
Or maybe they mash up their names, no? No, that would be weird.
Anong totoong pangalan ni ASAP?
I don't know. Let me look that up. ASAP Rocky.
I'm sure it's Robin Rihanna Fendi.
Rakim Athelastan Mayer.
Oh, so they're both R. It's probably going to be another, like an R.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That's going to be cute. So congratulations.
Congratulations. All right. Wapow?
Wapow.
Actually, before we move on to the final TT, which we're talking about the Philippine Women's National Football Team, we have some sponsors. So it's time to do some...
Commercials.
Rika G, Feb 14, right around the corner.
I know.
And it's Valentine's Day.
Singles Awareness Day. No, yeah. Just kidding. No,
so we want to thank, of course, our first sponsor for this mix, Dewey Delectables. And, you know, since we're on the topic of Valentine's Day, do you give gifts and stuff when you...
On Valentine's Day, not really.
Same.
But in general, I don't give a lot of gifts. But
okay,
if I do want to give out something, it's most probably going to be food. Mm. Yeah, you know. And if I were to receive anything, or I would ask somebody to, like, you know, for a gift or whatever,
yeah,
I would want it to be like chocolates or cupcakes or donuts. Yeah, right?
Donuts, that'd be amazing. Baby. Yeah, because in my history of, I've said it on the podcast, I'm not really a gift giving guy.
Yeah,
because I don't like spending money, but I do like buying food. Like, so if ever, you know, not just for going out on dates, but just in general, if I'm going to spend money hanging out with people, or I like spending it on food. And Dewey Delectables, it's great because it's budget friendly, right? It's good quality, premium quality. It's only 18 pesos for Dewey Delectable, and it tastes good. They're soft, they are moist. Why do people hate that word, by the way?
I don't know, maybe it's like the how people say it. It's more like moist.
And yeah, it's a premium donut whenever you want it. And they have we mentioned earlier, there are different flavors. So there's choco malo, marshmallow, and purple yam, which is coconut filling and flakes. Oh,
and
man,
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, it doesn't even have to be Valentine's Day for you to get it, because it's like, food is one of the best things that you can reward yourself with. And yeah, why not reward yourself with, you know, a delectable donut, right? Yeah.
And it's easy to get as well, especially nowadays when we are trying to maybe avoid going like far to get something. So it's available in convenient locations like supermarkets, but also online. Like, if you don't even have to leave your home, you can amazing, continue your life at home more than ever with a treat like Dewey Delectables. No matter where you are in the Philippines, you can just order it through Lazada and through Shopee.
My gosh. And like we said, it's super affordable. It's 18 pesos, so you can get, like, they have two flavors, diba? But you can get like 10 pieces each. I would.
Yeah, man. So whether it be for Valentine's Day or just like a snack on... Do you snack a lot? Like, I know you do. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do.
Of course you mean, do. I'm a huge snacker. So this is like super perfect. And if you are too, if you're a huge snacker, then you guys should try Dewey Delectables.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, it's available online, it's cool.
Yeah. And right? For me, naman, diba, I've been trying to, like, I've talked about it on the podcast where, you know, I'm trying to eat clean and whatnot. But of course, sometimes you want to treat yourself. So for me, when I treat myself, it's like a little mini reward. Like, I get to, you know, pick maybe something more sweet, a dessert-ish item. So for me, it's like a great way to reward yourself. And, you know, like, it's just for these little accomplishments. You know, you lost some weight. Now time to treat yourself because you worked hard. Mm-hmm. And Dewey Delectables is the way to go. Okay.
I mean, if you're, you know, if you're going to spend on something, why not spend it on yung sure mag-enjoy ka, diba? Sure. And with the same budget that you're going to spend for other donuts, diba? And then you can buy more Dewey Delectables for you, family, your joa, anybody.
Yeah. So there we go. A reward like Dewey's premium affordable delectables with all of those sweet surprises inside, it's perfect for that next snack break. Thank you to Dewey Delectables for sponsoring this mix. And also a big shout out once again to Hisense Smart ULED TVs. I have a TV now. Thank you to our sponsors, by the way. Rika G, man, I was saying, Laki ng TV.
Oh my god!
It's 50 inches, man. And it comes with Dolby Vision. Hisense ULED TVs equipped with Dolby Vision. I've been watching the Korean zombie show, All of Us Are Dead. Man, it looks like I'm in a theater.
That's amazing.
Incredible. Yeah, it's got HDR imaging technology that brings extraordinary color, brightness, contrast, and it's smart too. Like you can watch YouTube, you can stream like from my PC. I've been able to stream from my PC to my TV.
Cool. If you really want the, that experience, it's kind of like you're in a cinema, but you're at home safe.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes with Dolby Atmos. So, mm-hmm. It makes you hear different sounds and effects from all angles.
Yeah.
From the four corners of the room.
Mm-hmm. So basically when I watch it, TV's never really felt as real as it's ever been. So TV has never felt so real. So if you want to feel that, Rika G, and all the Lech fans out there, get your own Hisense Smart 4K ULED TV. You get a free sound bar for every purchase. Yeah, you need that sound, man, for that Dolby Atmos. Hisense TVs are available in appliance stores nationwide and also on Lazada and Shopee. Right?
Yep. For more information, follow at Hisense PH on Instagram and Hisense on Facebook. That's Hisense on Facebook, or visit Hisense.com.ph.
All right. Thank you to Dewey Delectables and to Hisense for sponsoring once again. And that does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. Well, pal, the final TT we have is the Philippine Women's National Football Team. They have made history. They are advancing to the FIFA Women's World Cup, the first time in our country's history, after they defeated Chinese Taipei 4-3 in a penalty shootout, because the score was tied 1-1 at the end of regulation time. So they went to a shootout and they were able to seal it 4-3 in the shootout. And it's crazy, man. Like, we are on the world stage.
I know. Congratulations to the Philippine team. This is such an historical event. See the photos. They're so happy.
Yeah.
So they're going to Australia, right?
Yeah, I think it's Australia and New Zealand, if I'm not mistaken. Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's like split because for example, in the 2002 World Cup, the Men's World Cup, it was split between Japan and South Korea. So they had matches in both countries. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be in New Zealand and Australia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. And I believe they will be going against South Korea.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Next.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
In this tournament, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The tournament that they are currently in, because they qualified in the AFC Women's Asian Cup. So not the World Cup, but the Asian Cup. Mm-hmm. This is when they won this match. So they were, by winning this match, they're moving on in the AFC Women's Asian Cup and qualified for the Women's World Cup. And if you watch, I watched the highlights. Unfortunately, I didn't know where to watch it. I saw Siege Santenko. She posted an IG story about staying up late at night to watch them. But I couldn't find a link or anything. So I just looked at the highlights. And one of the heroes of the game was our goalkeeper. Her name is Olivia McDaniel. She actually participated in the penalty kicks as well, which is, you don't really see in goalkeepers all the time. Like, because normally they're just in the goal, right? Trying to save the shots from the other team. But she also kicked and scored.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the penalty shootout. And they were actually down 3-2 in the penalty shootout. I was watching it. And so they were about to lose, but she was able to save a shot and make a shot. So she was like the MVP of the game. But of course, the whole team was the MVP in general. And man, I can't wait. I can't wait to see it, man. The World Cup. We have something to cheer about when we watch the Women's World Cup.
I know. Oh God. Hopefully we can gather in small crowds. Yeah. We can feel that. Cause I know, diba parang there's you like multiple bars who hold events for that, right?
Yeah, sports bars. So
sports bars, yeah.
Let me just, Women's World Cup. I just want to see when that is so that we can anticipate it. Oh, the host is just actually New Zealand. I thought it was Australia, but it's New Zealand, and it's going to be taking place, next month, March, from March 4 to April 3. Oh, so we don't have to wait long. Awesome. Cool.
But their next match will be on February 3, right?
For this cup that they're in. Yes. Yeah. So go support. So,
yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations. All right.
Grabe. Grabe yon. As in, like, they must be feeling like they're on top of the world. Yeah. Well, they are.
Yeah. I mean, we're on the world stage now. Oh, so gosh. Can't wait to see that. And we will probably talk about it next month when the Women's World Cup starts. So let's hope they win this cup, though. And wapow.
Wapow.
All right. As we move on to some random Reddit, if it's your first time listening to this, we don't do it all the time, but we're just talking about some random threads that we've discovered on the website Reddit. And this one is from Ask Reddit. And the name of the thread is, what is a clear sign of you getting older? So we're going to read some of the top answers and just discuss it and maybe see if we relate to it.
The best one for me.
Which one? Go ahead.
The best one for me was making lots of noise sitting up and down.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's true.
Dude.
Sometimes you can't even help it. You're like, especially when it's like a more like a squatting position. Let's say you're sitting on a chair that's pretty low.
Yeah.
And then you try to stand up. You're like, ugh! Try it. It's not a cute look.
Yeah.
It is not.
For me, I don't really hear sounds, but I feel things that I didn't 10 years ago.
Right.
Like, getting up from the couch or just like, as I've been riding my bike, right? Like hopping off the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm like, fuck, my lower back hurts.
Mine would be, when your knees start making a sound, like, you know, sometimes it has like a clicking sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not physically. It's, I think, not really getting old, but more like maturity.
Mm-hmm.
When you start getting excited about, let's say, kitchen stuff or furniture or vacuuming your place at the end of the day. Because when you were a kid, obviously, these are the things that you don't really think about as enjoyment, right?
Yes.
You know, you see, or like, let's say going to the grocery store before, when your parents would ask you, oh, let's go to the grocery store. You're like, why me? I want to play. But now it's like, I need a tiny amount of Ajinomoto and I'm going to go to Landers. And then you end up buying like a bunch of stuff if you have the money. Because sometimes you would just go there and be like, eh.
Yeah. Let's read more answers here. This one actually, I kind of relate with this. When you start disliking current music.
Oh my God.
You know, I felt that way because when I was younger, I remember my mom, I mean, my mom wouldn't hate on the music I was listening to, but she'd be like, oh, I don't like that sound, or, you know, it's ang ingay or whatever. But I feel it now, man. I go through Spotify top hits sometimes and I'm like, this song sucks. and then I do the old man thing. I'm like, back in, you know, in my day, my music was so much better. I never thought I would do that. But it's true.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's like, man, in my day, you know, it's all about the lyrics. Yeah. It's all about the message.
R&B, 2000s R&B for me is peak R&B. And I'm sure
where they whisper at the start of the song, like, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
I know I love you so much.
But I gotta let you go.
Exactly. Oh, here's another one.
Okay.
I used to use the pull-up bar to make my arms big. Now I use the pull-up bar to decompress my spine. You know, decompressing your spine is such an underrated thing.
Yeah.
When you decompress your spine, it's such a good feeling after.
Yeah.
You know what I used to do before? I used to have my leg pulled. I know it's a little weird. Okay. I used to have my leg pulled at the therapy, with a physical therapy. Mm. Physical therapy, because apparently my legs are super, because they're not really supposed to be, you know, like, what do you call that? What's that word? Pantay.
Equal.
Even. But mine was just too far up. So sometimes I would just like ask my physical therapist to like pull my leg, and not in a metaphorical way. Literally.
Okay.
It feels good. It feels good.
Yeah, man. Here, more answers. 10 years ago feels like 2 years ago. Yeah, I get it. Like, what the thing that still doesn't, I still have to double take, like do a double take on, is that kids born in the year, I call them kids, right? Kids born in the year 2000 are like in their 20s.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They're like, they can drive.
That's fucking crazy to me, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I'll ask, like, how old are you? I'm 21. Oh, when, so you were born in, like, 1991. Like, no, yeah. I was born in 2000.
2000. I know.
There's one here.
It says here, if anyone asks me to do anything after 8 p.m., the chances of me going are slim. Oh, yeah. And the chances are even slimmer if I've already put on sweatpants.
Feels there's, right? There's one here. This one is positive signs of aging, which mm-hmm. They gave three bullet points. One is you recognize something is a dumb idea before you do it. Yeah, I kind of feel that. Do you still jump headfirst into things?
Like, you kind of have to think about it first.
But when you look back on like high school and maybe college, I remember looking when I look back at some memories that I've had, I was like, man, that was so stupid. I would never like
true.
Heart evangelista. Like, I'll never do that again.
Right? Ew. Kadire.
The other two bullet points are you handle your own shit or clean up your own mess rather than leaving it for someone else to deal with. And the third one is your immediate desire or impulse doesn't obscure every other factor when making an important decision.
Although, you know what? Sometimes I do still feel that impulse. But then there's another side of me, like inside my head, you know, telling me, wait a minute. You know, you kind of have like that check and balance, which is good. I mean, that's the goal, right? You know?
Yes.
For me, it's really buying not adult stuff.
Right. Okay.
No,
but you can buy adult stuff.
And you can buy adult stuff.
No judgment there.
But you can also buy like random shit.
Yeah.
With your adult money.
Hell yeah.
You know, I just bought tiny hands. You know, the one that you put in your finger and then they're like super tiny.
No.
What is that? Let me show you. Wait a minute. I'll show you. I'm going to turn on my camera so that I can show you.
Tiny hands you put in your regular hand? I don't get it.
Look, wait lang.
What is that?
Wait lang. My virtual background kasi.
No, I know, but what the fuck is that? Why did you buy that?
I know, and because it was just like, it was available, and it's like tiny.
For those of you, obviously you guys can't see what I'm seeing.
It's like silicone.
But it's like super tiny. It's a finger puppet of a hand.
Of a hand.
And Rika has it on both her. What the fuck is that? Why? Where did you even get that?
Online.
Dude, that is one of the most random purchases that I've ever seen.
I can give you like a random applause.
Bro, that's crazy.
It's fun, right?
I've never.
That's like the thing that you can buy randomly as an adult.
Okay.
You don't need a reason. You don't need,
Yeah, you don't need to ask for permission.
You can even buy for both, like for all of your fingers.
Yeah. You can have, what is that? 100 fingers on your hands.
Damn. Let me just think about it.
I wish you guys could see. Man. All right, let's do one more. This one is also relatable. One said, I genuinely, and not sarcasm, not a meme, have no idea what slang teenagers are using these days. I had to Google, there's this thing that's going around. Have you seen it? The word, it's like the letter P, but in like a blue box.
What's it for?
It's like, that ain't P, or this is not P, or this is P.
What is it for?
So I Googled it. It came from like, I think some rappers talking about something on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it just means like you're vibing. So if it's P, that means it's good. Like it's positive. I don't know if it actually stands for positive, but if it's not P, that means that, you know, it's not cool. It's not the vibe.
Yeah.
So like, you know, if you cock block someone, that's not P. Right.
That's not P. Yeah. All right.
Just in case. If you didn't know either. But
so that you're like not deer in headlights when people bring that up.
Yeah, I see it on TikTok all the time, man. Like all these things sometimes you can guess, right? Like gas, right? We've talked about before, like that's gas, which means like, oh, that's fire or like that's lit or something. I get that. But there are some things that genuinely boggle my mind, how these things become like a slang. I don't know. So that's, is there any slang that you've run into that you didn't get right away?
Not really.
You're
but
just,
yeah,
you're before, hip like that, huh?
No, I mean, like, I just don't use a lot of slang.
Okay.
But it's funny when people, when like, you know, like, let's say my parents start saying G, you know what I mean?
Or when my mom starts using memes.
Yeah, Viber, dude.
Sheesh.
Like that cat lady.
What cat lady?
Remember like that meme?
No, yung parang, I don't know that one.
I feel like if you see it, you would know that meme.
Maybe.
Yung parang when you say something differently, that's the cat lady's like shouting at you. No, it's
like this, diba?
Okay. Yes. That girl is actually from Real Housewives. Like, I've seen
that actual meme.
Episode. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that actual episode. And they were talking like...
lady's yelling, right? She's
yelling. Yeah, the lady. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
There you go.
All right. That's it, man. That's if you want to check out the thread, just go Google it. Ask Reddit. And then the name of the thread is, what is a clear sign of you getting older? That's the podcast for today, everybody.
Yay!
Any more final words? No? Nothing?
That's it, dude. Yeah.
Social media?
At the Halo Halo Show everywhere except on Instagram. And then email us if you have anything to say, inquiries and everything. It is the Halo Halo Show at gmail.com. Shout out to Podcast Network Asia. We are we are part of that network. Yeah. And
oh, we haven't done shout outs in a while. Just let me just do the couple on Instagram.
I know.
Gel Valdecanas. Wait, no, they didn't follow us.
so you don't deserve a shout out.
To K Tom Cruz, to oh my God, these names. Carlo Gomez Fragata, and to Chris Cancicio. It's a cool name. Thank you for following us on Instagram. If we missed a shout out because we haven't done it in a while, if you want to be shouted out, you can either email us once again, thehalahalashow@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram at halahalashow. Join our Facebook page group. The Halal Show Lecha Fam. There's a lot of discussions going on there with your fellow Lecha fans. And yeah, that's it. Extra song. Halal Show.
Bye.
Later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.